Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
Thanks to Mark Grody for finding that gem for the Midday Midway today. You are not God or my father.
I'm not scared.
Or my boss.
Sure, high school was fun for him.
You only exist because of me.
You got to listen to Midday Midway. You want stuff like that. Transition is here. It is now. It is Lawrence Holmes hanging out. What's up, man?
Hello, man. See, here's the thing. As a short-ish guy, if you're going to go on the offense, you got to go all the way on the offense. And the first guy that he yelled at clearly didn't want to fight.
Right.
Like, just wanted his freaking bagel and wanted to go home. The second dude was about that smoke. And if you're going to be the little chirpy little, you need to make the first move.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get the opportunity if you don't.
It was so funny to watch that big guy just tackle him, and the reactions of the patrons are like, God, it's on. What is happening
here? I do want to know, do we know what set him off?
Well, in the beginning of the clip, and I it sounds like this was kind of what he was talking about, maybe not what got him going, but in the beginning of the clip, he's talking about how women on online dating sites are disrespecting him and not giving him the time of day because he's 5 foot tall. It's they're like, you know, women, they're not God, they're not my father. Like, that's
what I'm wondering is, was there a conversation with the women who were behind him that started all of this?
Maybe.
Like, were they snickering at him? Like, what was this? Like, what was the issue that set him off?
Maybe he was just swiping through a dating service while he was in line at the bagel shop.
It would appear to me, just listening to the video, that it doesn't take a whole lot for him to go off.
I agree. Or was he trying to holler?
Onion schmear.
What was he trying to, you know, maybe ask one of the young ladies behind him out, and they were like, "I'm good."
Could have been.
And then he freaked out, and then he got dealt with.
Right. Or everything. His answer is like, if they're out of sour cream, he's like, "Why is this? Because I'm a short guy? Is that what this is about?" You know, that could very well be, too.
No, man, it's because I work here, and I don't really want to talk to men right now as they're trying to pick. Yeah, everybody knows it's a dangerous proposition to pick up somebody or try and pick up anyone who's working around the corner, woman or man.
Yeah,
you got to be careful.
And if
ask Shane.
Ask Shane all the time. You got to go full Joe Pesci. Like, if you're going to go, you got to go. You can't wait, because if you wait, then things happen, and you end up getting slammed to the floor. There was another video out there yesterday. I think Rex Chapman had it. I'll see if I can get it to you guys. These two guys were playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy is like, "Man, you dribble with your head down." And he was like making fun of him. And it, of course, escalated as all basketball games at the YMCA do.
Yep.
And so the guy was like, do something. And then the other guy clearly had some sort of jiu-jitsu training. And so I saw him go for the triangle choke, number one.
Oh.
And then when he got the other guy kind of recovered, and then he got him and he grabbed his leg and he had him in a leg lock and he said, "You'll never play basketball again." He's like, "You need to calm down or you'll never play basketball again.
Oh.
I will rip your knee out of the joint."
Oh, man.
That's amazing. Yeah, I have to admit that
see if I can find that one.
Send that.
If that guy in the back to the New York deli guy or bagel guy, I got to be honest with you, if he came up toe to toe with me like that and he wanted to fight, I would have not fought him either. It feels like that's a no-win proposition for anybody that he's taking on.
That's the thing.
Well, that's his defense mechanism, is I'm going to look crazy, and if I look crazy, you're going to back down.
Right, like a little dog. Like small dogs that bark more. You gonna bark all day, little doggy? You know, that sort of mentality.
He'd love that. He seems very willing to go to 60 immediately. And I can't think. Yeah, I only think of like
200.
Two or three things in my life that are worth going from 0 to 60 about, and his insecurity is not one of them.
Pitch Lab is, but not his security.
I do want to. I hope there's a part
six
two.
To midnight,
I do someday want to know who he ends up with in terms of his dating life and his women. Sure. And just,
yeah, you guys
just,
don't know his struggle.
Yeah, right.
Well,
we kind of been through. We kind of do because he told us.
He did. He was very clear. And take it from a guy, when high school sucks for somebody, you can kind of pick it out in other people. You know, yeah. I get it. You know, high school, it sucked for that guy. It sucked for. I get it. I understand it. You can feel that. But you're right. I don't know that particular struggle. You're not wrong there.
Yeah, 8'12", Connor McKnight.
6'3", and believe me, they found everything. They found everything they needed to yell at me in high school. I don't know if you heard, Lawrence. We had Rich Campbell on earlier this morning, 10 o'clock. He was our guest, and I asked him because I know it's been your endeavor all week long. Is Mitch good? I asked him, is Mitch good? Yeah.
And what did he say?
He hemmed and hawed about it a little bit. He did the responsible journalist thing.
Yeah. He said, I got to wait and see.
We'll replay it later in the show today.
Yeah. Oh,
he picked it. Oh, cool, yeah. Cool. No, he did make, he's Rich Campbell. He made a couple of interesting points about Mitch's development and whatnot. But he took the responsible journalist angle, which is good because we do have him on the show to do the responsible journalist thing.
Yeah, he's a responsible journalist. So I would hope that he would take the responsible journalist angle on this. But, it's been fun. It's been a fun week so far. And today we have even more people that want to chime in on the subject.
Let me ask you this. As you've done this, I'm sure part of it has been, I've not heard every single moment of it, so if I'm going over tread ground, I apologize. But some of this has to be a search for truth and whether accuracy is taught or learned, what kind of combination exists. And because I'm a huge nerd, and I've been learning a lot about baseball swings and how much you can reteach athletes what they do, how much you can alter the approach and stuff, I keep wondering if this idea that accuracy is, you know, out of the cradle type stuff, I wonder if we're right on that. How much of that is true and how much of it is adjustable?
I think some of it is what you are already born with. But as was pointed out when I had Tom Thayer on, Tom talked about how he wants to see Mitchell be better with his feet.
Sure.
And that if he were able to do that, he would be a more accurate passer because there were so many passes that flew away or went into the dirt because he was wandering with his feet instead of setting them and throwing. So opponents like that to someone's game. And I mean, look, when you have a guy that is used to throwing on the run, and that's where Tom said that he was been really impressed with what Mitchell has done, you are going to have some of the sloppiness. And I think that the more games he plays, that's the point where I do think the lack of games in college, even though we're now talking about 30 games in the pros, uh-huh, or, you know, was it 25 games in the pros for Mitchell Trubisky at this point? No, it was 30, right? He started four
plus
games.
The playoff game, 30, yeah.
Yeah, it's 30 games for him at this point. So the 30 games in the pros, still not a ton when you consider that there wasn't all of the development in college. So some of that stuff can still get better. And if that's the difference between Mitch being a 65% passer and him being a 70% passer, then that's where you can make the improvement.
And I think a big part of that, too, of the being calm with his feet, just comes down to trusting your offensive line, too, because it can be very – I mean, like Tom Brady's the best at it, to where he takes his two-step drop and he's not moving from there. He's going to go down sometimes. He's going to get sacked sometimes. Yeah. But for the most part, he is saying, look, I am going to trust this offensive line. When the heat starts to come, I know that somebody's going to pick that guy up. And it'll be interesting to see how the Bears' offensive line continues to develop with them, especially with James Daniels at center this year and Cody White here at guard. And this isn't, you know, drastic because I think both those guys are going to be more comfortable in those positions anyway along the offensive line.
I asked Olin Krutz about this because I'm a Cody White hair guy. Mm-hmm. I love Cody White hair at center. And Olin said to me that he thinks that Cody White hair can be a Pro Bowl player at center.
Mm.
He says James Daniels can be all pro.
Ooh, okay.
And I was like, oh, right. Okay, well then, yeah.
Do that.
Because that guy knows. So, yeah. Cool. And then I followed up. I talked with Cody a couple weeks ago. And I said, man, you know, I'm kind of a Cody Whitehair at center stand. And he was like, He like put that huge paw on my shoulder.
He's got big mitts, doesn't
he? And he said, "Don't worry about it. They drafted me to play guard."
Huh.
I was like, "Okay, so everyone's on board, so everything's fine."
Honest question here in the game of Thrones. In Game of Thrones. I heart the show.
When are you done?
In the game, in the Lawrence Holmes Tony Gill game of is Mitch Trubisky good? Has anybody flat out said no?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
No one said no, and people were mad yesterday. Well, you're not giving a balanced account.
What does that mean?
You can call Michael Lombardi if you want to. Yeah, you know that guy's out there already.
Right, and I already know that he's doing that thing.
Yes.
That yeah. he's actually doing the – I sometimes, and I was joking yesterday, that some people have been so corrupted as fans by the concept of embrace debate that here it is. Here's some actual analysis from guys that you trust. And because they're all saying similar things, it becomes untrustworthy. That there has to be some other side that's not being explored. And all we ask, and all that we've asked any of our guests to do is go back and look at the tape from last year. Tell us what you think. And that's what they've done. And some of them have gone even farther. Like Patrick Manley was like breaking down each individual game. And he came with stuff yesterday. And our guest today, I sent Dan Durkin on a mission, and I asked him to look at the tape, and he looked at the tape.
Uh-huh.
Brad Evans, who's going to be on the show today, I said, I need the fantasy stuff from you.
Excellent.
And so he's going to do this. So people are going to have an opportunity to hear them as we do our thing with is Mitch good at football yet again today. Also, there's a ton of other stuff that is going on.
Lots.
I don't know if I have enough show today, to tell you quite honestly.
Like, we'll get out the way.
No, you guys are never in the way.
Let's go. Let's go.
We talked about good fight videos, and I sent it to both of you.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you guys can check it out. That's Connor McKnight. That's Mark Grody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.